I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal became emotional as he thanked Zell Miller's family for, quote, being a part of the fabric that has made our state great. Deal made the comments today during the state funeral for the former U.S. Senator and two-term governor. Miller died Friday at the age of 86. Well, the cyber attackers, likely responsible for crippling the city of Atlanta's computer network, have been identified in a New York Times report as the SAM hacking crew. But a spokesperson for the city says she cannot confirm that information. The New York Times is reporting that security firm Dell SecureWorks identified the assailants. The SAM hacking crew, one of dozens of known ransomware attack groups, is known for choosing targets most likely to pay to get valuable data back. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has not yet said if the city will pay the $51,000 demanded. Well, the ransomware attack on Atlanta's computer networks last week was not the first time the city has been hit. An Augusta-based cybersecurity firm told the web news site ZDNet that at least five of Atlanta's internet-facing servers were infected last spring with an exploit developed by the National Security Agency that was stolen and later leaked to the public. Named the Double Pulsar Backdoor, it allows attackers to introduce ransomware into a network. Microsoft released patches to address the vulnerability weeks before the 2017 attack, but they had not been installed on Atlanta's systems. Meanwhile, the city of Loganville is urging residents to monitor credit reports and banking accounts because a hacker may have accessed a city server containing social security numbers and banking information on March 15th. Loganville spokesperson Robert Swartz told the Gwinnett Daily Post that the server was taken offline and sent to a forensic computer specialist for analysis. At this time, government business in the city continues as normal. And an update on Jesse Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher accused of firing a gun in his classroom a few weeks back. Whitfield County District Attorney Bert Poston tells WTVC-TV that Davidson is back in jail. He was released on bond on March 16th and remanded to a mental health care facility for evaluation. Davidson was then supposed to go to Emory Hospital for long-term psychiatric treatment, but his admission was denied and he was returned to jail. Poston says no new court date has been scheduled. And lawmakers are close to preventing Georgia drivers from holding their cell phones while behind the wheel. The Senate voted 55-0 yesterday to have Georgia become the 16th state to enact a hands-free driving law. State Senator P.K. Martin says distracted driving has led to a recent spike in fatal crashes, which has caused insurance premiums to rise across the state. The measure now returns to the House for a final vote. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.